From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. Shipping delays caused MU Healthcare to postpone mass vaccination clinics today and Sunday. 4,000 first doses of the Moderna vaccine did not make it due to weather-related delays. The mass vaccination clinics were supposed to occur at Walsworth Family Columns Club at Faroe Field. Those that signed up for an appointment to be vaccinated today or Sunday will be rescheduled when it is known when the doses will be received. Appointments for the second doses of the Pfizer vaccine through MU Healthcare were not affected. A Missouri man is suing a former sheriff's deputy who fatally shot his daughter last year. The wrongful death lawsuit accuses former Pettis County deputy Jordan Schutte of carelessly using excessive force in the shooting of 25-year-old Hannah Pfizer on June 13th in Sedalia. Pfizer, who was unarmed, was shot 5 times as she sat in her car. Her father, John Pfizer, contends in the lawsuit that her death would have been avoided if Schutte had followed police procedures. Schutte said Pfizer told him that she had a gun and threatened to shoot him. She did not have a gun, though a special investigator ruled in September that the shooting was justified. The number of traffic fatalities increased 12% from 2019, according to preliminary reports from the Missouri Department of Transportation. 2020's numbers marked the highest number of fatalities since 2007. Eric Brown of the Missouri State Highway Patrol explains how the pandemic has impacted those numbers.
Especially during the height of the pandemic, when schools were shut down, businesses were shut down, and we had a significantly reduced amount of travel. However, we did see an increase in our fatal traffic crashes because of people basically making bad decisions while they were driving.
Brown noted that unsafe driving practices, such as speeding, driving too close to other vehicles, and distracted driving, contributed to the number of fatalities. A new potential lodging tax is up for a vote in Ashland. House Bill 28, sponsored by Representative Sarah Walsh, would give Ashland the ability to tax lodging in the city. Ashland City Administrator Tony St. Romain says that while there are currently no hotels in Ashland, there are plans being made for potential good sites. St. Romain also says that it would be helpful for the city to receive tax revenue when a hotel emerges. Ashland Mayor Richard Sullivan says that Ashland is one of the fastest growing cities in Missouri, and the tax is a proactive measure.
This is something that you need to plan ahead, knowing that future development of hotels and lodging centers will be coming, no doubt, to our community. And so this is just, again, being proactive to have those things in place so we can reap those tax benefits.
I'm Jack Kosowski, KBIA News, Columbia.